1912. January 17, 1912. Unpublished testimony, Ellen G. White. The following testimony was read at one of the special meetings by Elder Thompson and made such a deep impression on the congregation that we give it to the Gleaner family. God calls for an entire surrender. You cannot receive the Holy Spirit until you break every yoke of bondage, everything that binds you to your objectionable traits of character. These are the great hindrances to your wearing Christ's yoke and learning of Him. The abiding rest, who has it? That rest is found when all self-justification, all reasoning from a selfish standpoint, is put away. Acquaintance with Christ makes you want to abide in Him and to have Him abide in you. Entire self-surrender is required. In my dream last night, a sentinel stood at the door of an important building and said to everyone who came for entrance, "Have you received the Holy Ghost?" A measuring line was in his hand, and only very, very few were admitted into the building. Your size as a human being is nothing. Your size as the full stature of a man in Christ Jesus, according to the knowledge you have had, will give you an appointment to sit with Christ at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and you will never know the extent of the great advantages given you in the banquet prepared for you. You may be tall and well proportioned in self, but none such can enter here. None can be admitted who are grown-up children, with all the habits and customs, the disposition, the characteristics which pertain to children. You have nurtured your suspicions, your criticisms, your bad temper, your dignity, and you cannot be permitted to spoil the feast. All who enter through the door have on the wedding garment, woven in the looms of heaven. Your leaven of distrust, your want of confidence, your power of accusing, closes against you the door of admittance. Within this door, nothing can enter that can possibly mar the happiness of the dwellers here by marring their perfect trust in one another. Those who have educated themselves to pick flaws in the characters of others have thus revealed a deformity of character which has made families unhappy, which has turned souls from the truth to choose fables. You cannot join the happy family in the heavenly courts, for God has wiped all tears from their eyes. You can never see the King in beauty if you are not yourself a representative of the loveliness of Christ's character.